We're going to be talking some college football here on Sports Byline, and I'm glad to have a couple of coaches in the studio with me. They're going to be meeting in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl that'll be coming up in San Francisco, and they represent their colleges. The Sun Devils went 7-5, Arizona State. Todd Graham is their fine head coach. And, of course, the midshipmen are coming off their victory over Army. 10th straight was a 10 or 11 that you guys have run in a row?
11.
11, that's what I thought. It was 10 going into the end of the game. And that's Ken, obviously Ken Niumatalolo is with us as well. Ken, let me ask you first of all about that the Army game. Tell me a little bit about, I saw you go over and put your arm around the quarterback for Army. Tell me your thoughts about that play and also why you did what you did.
And Coach Graham will say the same thing. You know, as competitors, you have great respect for the guys on the other side. But also from the standpoint, I know that that guy's going to go serve our country, you know, and for him to have played 4 years and not to get a victory, I mean, he's the ultimate competitor. And I just wanted to let him know as an American, I'm grateful for what he does. This is just a football game. It'll pass. But because of him and what he does, he keeps us safe. And so don't worry about it, brother. It's just a football game. But I have the utmost respect for you.
Yeah, no, that series against Army, it's got such a great tradition and a great history to it. Before you joined the Naval Academy, what did you know about the Army-Navy series?
Well, growing up in Hawaii, when you watch the game, all I remember, the game looked cold to me. You know, growing up in Hawaii, it just looked, man, it looks freezing over there. But, you know, you just see the pageantry of the game. But, you know, in the 15 years that I've been there, you grow to realize that it's it means it's more than a football game. It's just here are some young men that's it for them. Their football careers are going to be over, and they're going to go serve our country. And I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for them so that we can have the lives that we do.
Todd, you've been in coaching for a long time. You started out at Rice. I remember when you were down there. And I've always wondered what it is, and you both might jump in on an answer on this, but I always wanted to, what is the attraction for coaching? What keeps somebody in this business as long as you both have been in it?
Well, I think for me, it's the teaching aspect. You know, I grew up, I didn't have a dad growing up, and, you know, my mom was a tremendous, she should be a saint. I mean, was a tremendous influence on my life. But coaches, you know, made up that void in my life and that opportunity to teach and to be able to truly make a difference in young people's life. And like Ken said, I mean, this is a game. And, you know, I think it's important for me. You know, I spent half my career coaching and teaching in high school. And so I see myself as a teacher. I think it's the teaching aspect, being able to influence, be able to make a difference in a young person's life, and not just teach them how to win on Saturday, but how to teach them to win in the game of life. You know, that to me is what gives me the most gratification. It's not, I have a son who's in the business, and I tell him it's not this ESPN, it's not all this stuff. It's the one-on-one relationship. It's being a teacher, and it's making a positive impact on young people's lives.
When you take a look at today's young player, how coachable are they? Because there's so many inputs to kids today that is so different than what it was, say, 20 years ago.
You know, I think that's one of the things that I don't really buy into. You know, I think, you know, people say, you know, kids are so different today than what we were, you know, when I was growing up. And, you know, I really don't believe that. I think they're facing a lot more. I think there's a lot different challenges for them. But I think young people really will meet whatever expectation that you set for them. And so, you know, I think that, you know, they're very, you know, for example, at our place, one of the things that we came in, we want our players to see themselves as smart. We think that's one of the great things in building your self-concept. And we got every one of them. Our president was awesome, was able to help us fund, and every one of our players got an iPad. And so, obviously, we use that in the academic portion of it, and as well as, you know, we have practice every day, and we'll do corrections with voiceover, and then send it to their apartment. And it's amazing. But in what we found is that the guys, instead of playing video games, are studying film because and seeing themselves as smart is something that we think is very important. And I think guys, you know, again, what are your expectations? And sometimes I think we've lowered the standards. When it comes to character, when it comes to work ethic, when it comes to discipline. And that's something that, you know, the values that they taught 50 years ago are the same values we should be teaching, and I still think they work.
What do you find, Ken?
Well, just like Todd said, I think a big part is the influence, being able to be a voice, a positive voice. Because there's, like Coach said, there are still young men, but they're getting so many other influences and people telling them certain things or what's right and what's wrong. To have an opportunity to teach them more than how to play a 7 technique or how to play 3 deep or how to run a curl route, but but how to be a man and how to make correct decisions and understanding that your decisions always have a consequence, you know, and just learning how to conduct yourself in a manner that not only that, you know, bring pride to yourself, but also to your family. But I think the biggest thing for me as a coach, just being have an opportunity to be a positive influence to help them to be a better husband, a better father, and a better person.
You know, I have a lot of empathy for both of you guys because today coaches are asked to do a lot of things. They're asked to help recruit. They're asked to help to get, raise money for the university. They have to discipline their players and everything. And you can't stay on top of a player 24 hours a day. Now, you have a different dynamic. You have a built-in discipline system. I wonder if you both would talk about that, how difficult, what the challenges are in dealing with the athlete today to keep them focused on their academics as well as their athletic desires.
I think, well, I think one of the things I can tell you as I come into a situation, you know, one of the things that I don't like is, you know, I like being able to, you know, not knowing where my guys live. You know, I'm responsible for, you know, 100% of what they do. I want to know where they live. I want to, you know, and we find that nowadays there's certain types that, you know, I know when I came to Arizona State, you know, they seem like that maybe they, you know, they thought they were entitled to be able to live where they wanted to live, do whatever they wanted to do and all that. And obviously we've changed all that. And that we, there's 100% accountability. You can talk about discipline. You can talk about character development. You can talk about putting academics first and all those things. You know, if there's not accountability, then it's just all it is jargon. All it is, you know, you're stating a philosophy if you don't live it. So, you know, one of the things we're proud of at Arizona State, you know, since I came on board, you know, we went to morning workouts. You know, what we found, we get the guys up every day, much like Coach does, and we get them at 6 a.m., and no one missed football practice. You know, if we had classes at 8 o'clock in the morning, then you'd have guys sleeping in. We improved our class attendance 78% in one semester, and as well as we think it helps our guys, actually, they can graduate faster because they have the afternoon open from time lunch is over until night. They'd focus on nothing but their academics. So, you know, we think that that's a positive deal. Our GPA went from 2.25 to 2.56 in one semester. And so, yeah, that's, I'm just as proud of that as I am that we're, you know, we're obviously playing a bowl game and winning football games on the field.
Ken?
Well, I think the thing is just making sure as you continue to try to teach guys, you know, to do what's right. But it's hard. You know, some guys talk about, well, look at college students now, look at athletes now. It's way bigger than that. It's our society. You know, somebody said that, you know, look at young guys, they're making bad decisions. We see adults making bad decisions. You know, so just helping your young men, as Coach Graham had talked about, as teaching, you know, making correct decisions. Every decision you make in your life has a consequence. You know, if you pick the wrong gap in football, you're normally going to get hurt. You know, and in life, if you do wrong things, there's normally a bad consequence. So, you know, the big thing that we always try to stress, I've always tried to stress with our guys, is choosing the right.
I got to tell everybody that, first of all, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl is one of the best bowls in the country. I know they talk about the BCS bowls, but you'll be able to see it on ESPN. It's here in beautiful San Francisco. Anybody that's watched any of the NFL coverage and seen the blimp shots of San Francisco, tell me a little bit about how you guys see each other's team. Ken, I'll start with you.
They're like Coach Graham, very aggressive. You know, I've watched his career, you know, when he's at Tulsa and Rice and, you know, at Pitt. He's been successful everywhere he's been. He's got a great reputation amongst coaches. But you watch his team, I mean, they're tough suckers. You know, they're going to play aggressive on both sides of the ball. You know, it's not a coincidence that he's been successful everywhere he's been. You know, so for us, we know we're going to have our hands full. You know, we're kind of licking our wounds, so to speak, right now after this last game. But, you know, we're going to have to get up again because it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Well, obviously, you know, Ken's group is, you know, much like his personality, his reputation, discipline, character, toughness. You know, that's one of the things we were talking earlier, and I said I would hate for him to come to our practice and him watch how we're actually executing his offense because it doesn't look very good. You know, you play 12 games, and you know, in the Pac-12 conference, you see all these different offenses every week, and then you get to the end, and obviously I put the film on and started watching their offense and how they come off the ball, their quarterback, and how he executes, and basically the 12 games you just can throw out. Well, we've got a completely refocus, and you got to be disciplined. So when I look at their football team, I can tell you there's a reason why they've won 8 football games. They are very, very well coached. They're very, very disciplined. And what I told our players, that's a reality, and this is a reality in this game, and it's fitting that we're playing. We're very honored to play the Naval Academy, and it's very fitting for us because we came in emphasizing that we wanted to bring honor, character, class, discipline, and toughness, and that's what their program exemplifies. And to be able to come and to play the bowl game in this setting, you know, we're a team that went from dead last in the country and the most penalties to leading the conference and the fewest amount of penalties in the top 10 in the country. When you look at their football team, I'm going to tell you, I told our guys, I said, guys, let me explain something to you about the – I've competed against the Naval Academy before and had my tail end kicked by the Naval Academy before. And what I would tell you is Ken's group is going to be very disciplined, very tough. The hardest thing that our guys probably do at Arizona State is play football. The easiest thing that the young men at the Naval Academy do is play football. So that's our challenge, and we've got a tremendous respect. I talked to them the other day that these guys, the next step for these young men at the Naval Academy is going on and fighting for our country. And so there's a tremendous amount of respect. We have a young man on our team, Jake Sheffield, who spent 2 tours in Iraq, and he's been a great influence on our players. So it's going to be a great opportunity. We have a tremendous respect for Coach and their team, and I can tell you hands down, and I have a great respect for the Pac-12 conference, but this is the best coach and the best discipline team that we've played all year, and that'll be the biggest challenge for us.
We've got about 3 minutes left. As you know, we're going to have a national championship starting after the 2014 season. For you, that's going to be a lot more pressure because people want to see your team in it. With you, you know, everybody, they're not going to the NFL. They're going on to naval careers. What is it like, the pressure for you, as compared to somebody like Todd, who people want to see them get a shot at maybe playing in a national championship game?
Well, for us, our biggest goal is obviously to beat Army, you know, and get to the Commander-in-Chief trophy. There's a lot of admirals and people and Marine generals and in the Pentagon that, you know, want to go to the White House for that game. So it's a lot of bragging rights in the Pentagon. And so once we accomplish that, making sure we don't embarrass our institution by the way we conduct ourselves both on and off the field, and that's what it is. But I really don't, and I'm sure Coach Graham's going to say the same thing, is our pressure comes from within. If you're a competitor, I mean, you're trying to win every time you snap it up. I mean, that's just what you do. You know what I mean? And so there's other stuff that come from alumni and boosters and people like that, but that's not what motivates me. You know, I just want to win whatever you're doing.
Todd?
Well, I think, you know, like Coach said, anything that we do, we want to win, but we want to win every day. And that's one of the things that I think I can say about our football team and our coaches is that these guys have won every single day. I watch the Army-Navy game. I've watched it every year. I mean, growing up, unless I've been coaching a football game, I watch that game. And I think it's one of the things that I hope that we don't lose in college football. We've lost many of the rivalry games, but Coach talked about their number one goal is to beat Army. Our number one goal is to beat Arizona and win the Territorial Cup. And obviously, we at our place, they want us to compete for Pac-12 championships and for national championships, and that's great as well. But that's one of the things that we really emphasize to our guys. It's about winning every day. And kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, I think one of the things, I feel I'm 100%. I should be 100% accountable for everything that the young men in my program do. And it is my responsibility to teach them much more than just winning in a football game. And I think some of the things about college football today, it's become almost professionalized where this is, we're like a farm team for the NFL, and that is absolutely not what we should be. And so, when we're talking about winning and the pressure for me comes within. I would rather get fired. I'd rather not have my job and have my values and have the principles that we stand for and be teaching guys, truly teaching guys what it takes to be successful. And that's what we mean by winning every day. And so that to me is what's important, the things that we should be talking about. But one of the things we do, we have 100% accountability in everything we do. When I came in, guess, whether it be drug testing, whether it be our language, whether it be how we interact with young ladies, all those things are things that we should be teaching, because I don't know where I would be if coaches wouldn't have taught me that.
Ken and Todd, I want to thank you both for coming in. Have a good bowl game, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl in San Francisco here. And I like your messages, both your messages, because it's something that we certainly have to hear more on. I only tell you, my association with the rivalry game, I did the Stanford broadcast 1982 with the lateral all over the field. So I know what you guys are talking about. We'll take a break here as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.